89.3 The Current, it's the morning show. Thursday mornings, we welcome Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
All right, what's going on in the arts world?
We got a lot going on. Starting tonight is the opening for the 10th anniversary of Flow, the Northside Arts Crawl.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
It's just a pretty amazing deal. You know, it's over 10 years, this little arts crawl has grown from just a few hundred people showing up to tour a few sites around Broadway and Emerson to thousands of people showing up to more than 30 venues. And there's theater, there's music, there's dance, there's visual arts. Really a cool deal. And it's kind of an annual event where you get to take stock of how much is changing on the North Side. Like, there are all these new businesses that are opening up. There's new restaurants. There's like Breaking Bread. There's Sammy's Avenue Eatery. There's all, and the whole, that corner, especially Broadway and Emerson, is changing, and it's really becoming a more creative destination. Arts are a huge part of that. So, great opportunity for people to come to North Side who maybe wouldn't normally head over there and to check out all the very cool things that are going on, maybe buy some art, take in some cool music. So that's happening. Starts tonight. The main event is on Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday is the big deal, but there are other stuff going on tonight and tomorrow night that you can check out online.
Well, that's just great to hear about, because we always hear negative things when we hear about the North Side. And it's nice to finally hear a positive story, and a story about, yes, the neighborhood is changing and there are a lot of exciting things happening over there.
And here's the deal, is that people in the community will tell you, it's not about gentrification.
Mm-hmm.
It's about supporting local artists and local businesses, local ideas and initiatives, and really taking care of the community as a result. So it's really kind of a great story. So many good things happening over the past 10 years, and it's really just kind of taken off.
And sometimes I feel like it's not about changing, it's just about celebrating what's there that a lot of times people aren't actually just noticing from outside.
Bingo.
Of the community.
Yeah, we don't realize what's happening because
exactly.
We don't hear about it. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's really just about shining a light on all the great things that are already in Northside.
Very cool.
That's going on this weekend. Then, next up, you know, this happens every year, and I've mentioned it before, but I just really want to remind you that there is artist-designed miniature golf at the Walker Arts Center.
Yep.
And you can go and have just, miniature golf is a fun summer thing to do, but how crazy to have these weird holes designed by artists, and it makes it even a little bit more challenging for people who think that maybe they're a pro at this thing. So really, have some fun. Head over to the Walker Arts Center. A great way to go to a museum and stay outside. I love that kind of thing, that your museum's bringing people to hang out.
Outdoor mini golf. The artist designed mini golf at the Walker.
Yeah, it features a hungry snake, a giant gumball machine, chickens, and other novelties.
I love it.
And then finally, this is not this weekend. I'm actually projecting events for you into next week. This is coming up next Wednesday.
Okay, well, good to plan ahead.
Yes, yep. I got to get it on your calendar early. So the Minnesota Fringe Festival is on the horizon. It's coming up soon. And on Wednesday is the Touring Artist Showcase. This is, a bunch of these people who come in from around the country and other nations to participate in the Minnesota Fringe Festival. Usually, these are some fabulous acts, because if you can make a money on the road doing this, you got a pretty good show. So there is an evening where you can check out vignettes of all these different acts and figure out, okay, which shows do I really want to go see?
That is so helpful to
exactly
have a preview.
Exactly. So this takes place Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at the Ritz Theater in Minneapolis. There are going to be a ton of shows. You get to see a whole bunch. It's like a smorgasbord. And based on that, you can figure out what you're going to do at the Fringe Festival when it shows up.
All right. Art on the North Side of Minneapolis. Artist design mini golf and a theater preview for the Fringe Festival coming up next week. I would say those are some great things to have on the calendar.
Here to help.
All right. So you can read about those events and more. Just go on over to thecurrent.org. Marianne Combs, Minnesota Public Radio News. She stops by for the Arts Roundup on Thursday mornings. Thanks, Marianne.
Have a great weekend.